In his great declaration of the Christian faith, the Epistle to the Romans, the Apostle Paul lays down the principle of faith in Christ as the only means of being accepted by God, for both the Jew and the Gentile. This teaching was a serious drawback for the Jews, because it no longer required the strict observance of the law of Moses. To allow faith to replace the law in a man's relationship to God was not easy for a practicing Jew to accept. Paul anticipates an important objection that his enemies could raise by asking a question to which he gives the answer. Is the law then evil? Is it sinful? Someone might ask. Paul knew that the law was given by God for man's good. The answer he gives is, of course, no, the law is holy, and the commandment is right and good. This leads to another question. Does this mean that what is good brings death? Paul then explains that it is not the law that is at fault, but the sin that is ever present in the human heart. Because of his sinful nature, man is incapable of keeping the law as he should. Ever since the fall, he has been drawn away from obedience to God's will. As soon as he knows he should not do something, he is tempted to do it. The law, for example, says, "Do not covet." But sin, arousing all kinds of unlawful desires that lie dormant in the human heart, prompts him to want what it is not right for him to have. And so the law, which is holy and was given to bring life, in that case brings disobedience and death. Sin here works through the commandment to entice the natural man to disobey the law of God. For the Apostle Paul, these considerations were not just theoretical. He speaks from experience. "I know that the law is spiritual," he writes, "but I am carnal, sold in bondage to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I would like to do, I don't do, but instead I do what I hate. If I have the desire to do what is right, it is evident that I agree that the law is good, yet I am not able to do it. I don't do the good I want to do, instead I do the evil I do not want to do." This means that it is not I, but rather the sin that lives in me that does it. In my innermost being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in my body, making me a prisoner to the law of sin. This other law fights against the law of God that my mind approves of, for when I want to do good, evil is ever present with me. Paul knows that this situation would lead to despair if there were no way out. "Wretched man that I am," he cries, "who will rescue me from this sinful nature which is drawing me to my death?" Then comes the cry of faith. "Thanks be to God, through our Lord Jesus Christ." It is through Christ Jesus that the victory can be won. Faith in Christ does not put an end to the struggle with sin. The carnal nature is still there, but a new nature is given. This new life, which is received through faith in Christ, has the power to give the believer victory over the failures that constantly occur because of temptation and sin. It is a spiritual life which is given by the coming of the Holy Spirit into the heart of the believer. During his ministry on earth, Jesus had spoken about this. He called it new birth, that is, being born of the Spirit. From then on, quickened by the Spirit of God, it becomes possible for the believer to live a righteous life and obey God's law. The work is accomplished by Christ through the Spirit, who pours divine love into the believer's heart, giving him the desire to please God. It is therefore a completely new life that God imparts. It is given to everyone who acknowledges the error of his ways and puts his trust in Jesus. This life in union with Christ is able to free anyone who comes to God in faith from the power of his old sin nature, what Paul calls the life of the flesh. The natural man is centered on himself and what he wants, while the spiritual man is centered on God and the divine will. Since the life of Christ is given by his Spirit, anyone who does not have the Spirit does not belong to Christ. But all those who receive Christ and are led by the Spirit become sons of God. Next episode, Life in the Spirit.